Thank you. So my name is Patrick Lee. So this is a joint work between Chinese University of Hong Kong and University of Science and Technology of China. So right now, update intensive workloads are becoming more common in production key value stores. These workloads could be coming from online transaction processing or enterprise servers. And it's also reported that Yahoo's workload is shifting from reads to writes. So one common way to build the key value stores for such update intensive workloads is based on the log structure merge tree, LSM tree, which transforms the random writes into sequential writes. And at the same time, it also supports the efficient range scans. However, LSM tree has one major limitation, which is it will incur high read and write performance during the compaction process. So let me show you the background of LSM tree using LevelDB as an example, even though you have heard about this in the last talk. So LSM tree basically organizes the data in different levels. So when a key value pair comes, it will first be put in a memory data structure, which is called a memtable, which is maintained by a skip list so that all the key value pairs in the memtable are all sorted. And when the memtable is full, it will become immutable and it will be flushed to the first level L0. And when L0 is full, it will be pushed down to the level 1 and et cetera to the lower levels. Each node here is what we call the SS table, which stores the KV pairs which are sorted as well as some metadata. Now, one thing which is very important is we need to make sure that the key value pairs in each level are sorted. So it will trigger a compaction operations. What it tries to do is it will first read the SS tables between the upper level and the lower level, and then try to merge and sort by the keys and write it back to the new SS tables. So you can see that that will trigger high write amplification. And also, as the LSM tree size grows, when you want to read a key value pair, it could be at a very low level, so it will also trigger the read amplification. So how do we reduce this I/O amplification? One approach is based on key value separation, which was proposed in FAST 2016 by WizKey. So the idea is that we don't actually need to store the values in the LSM tree, because when we do the sorting, we only need to know about the keys. So the idea of KV separation is to store the values separately to reduce the LSM tree size. Basically, we decouple the key management and also the value management. So right now, we only use the LSM tree to store the keys and metadata, while we maintain a circular lock, which we call the VLOC, to store the KV pairs. So in this case, we significantly reduce the KV LSM tree size and reduce the I/O amplification. Now, the question is, does KV separation solve all the problems? It turns out that it could introduce high garbage collection overhead in the VLOC management. And usually what we do is we will provision some reserve space to prepare for the garbage collections. But if the reserve space is limited, the garbage collection overhead will be very significant. And also for the update intensive workloads, that will trigger high GC overhead. In addition, when we do the GC, we need to check whether the KV pairs are valid or not. By valid, that means that these KV pairs should still be stored, while invalid, that means that it could be overwritten by some other new later KV pairs. So in this case, the GC operation needs to check the LSM tree every time when they for every KV pair, so that will also trigger high overhead as well. We do some simple measurement to study the write amplification of these different designs when they're under the high update intensive workloads. So the x-axis here represent the load and update operations. Y-axis is the write amplification, which is measured by the ratio of the total write size to the actual user level write size. And for the load operation, what we do is we just simply write a bunch of KV pairs into the storage. And at this moment, the reserve space is not yet filled up. And you can see from here that the write amplification for VLOC is very low, which actually confirms the benefits of KV separation. However, if we do the update, we update a lot of existing KV pairs, we will see that the write amplification of VLOC will jump up, and which is even higher than some other existing KV stores such as LevelDB and RocksDB. So the question is, can we address, can we mitigate the GC overhead while we still preserve the benefits of LSM tree? And here comes our contributions. We propose a system called HashKV, which is a high-performance key-value store tailored for update-intensive workloads. And its main idea is to extend the KV separation with a new value management idea called the hash-based data grouping. And by hash-based data grouping, later on, we will be able to mitigate the GC overhead with smaller I/O amplifications and also eliminate the need to do the LSM tree queries during the GC. And then we propose three design extensions that adapt to the workload characteristics, which I will explain in a moment. And finally, we do extensive prototype experiment, and we find that it can achieve significant throughput gain and also significantly reduce the write size compared to vlog. So the idea of hash-based data grouping is to divide the existing address space into fixed-size partitions and hash the values to the fixed-size partitions by the keys. This hash-based data grouping gives us two properties. One is the partition isolation, which means that all the value updates of the same key will go to the same partition, while within each partition, the updates are stored in a loss structure manner. And another property is the deterministic grouping. So later on, if I want to find the updates of a given key, I can quickly locate the partition just by hashing the key. And this feature actually allows us to do the flexible and lightweight GC, because right now, all the updates of the same key are localized in the same partitions. So what we need to do is just need to check each partition, and we will know that the latest version of the KV pair must be at the end of the partition, so we can eliminate the need of LSM tree query. However, what if the partition is full? So here comes our first extension, what we call this the dynamic reserve space allocation. So the idea is we provision some reserve space in case that the partition is full. So in the storage layout, what we do is we divide the logical space into fixed size partitions, which we call the main segments. For example, the size of each main segment could be like 64 megabytes. And for the reserve space, we also divide this into some smaller fixed size partitions, which we call the log segments. And the log segment size here, let's say, could be 1 megabyte. And then we form something called a segment group, which is composed of one main segment and multiple log segments. So that means that all the updates of the same key will go to the same segment group. And we use a in-memory segment table to track all the segment groups. And because it's in memory, we also regularly checkpoint that to make sure that it's fault tolerant. Now, right now, when we do the garbage collection, it will be segment group based. So the idea is we can select a segment group to do the GC. So the idea is when we select a segment group, we should be able to reclaim most free space. So here, our heuristic would be we select the segment group which has the largest amount of writes, because this segment group will be very likely to have many invalid KV pairs, and that's why we can reclaim a lot of free space. There could be other possible GC policy, and this could be our future work to explore. And once we identify the segment group, we will identify all the valid KV pairs in that selected group and try to reclaim the free space. As I said, because right now, each group will store the updates in a log structure manner, so the latest version of each key must reside at the end of the group. So we just need to sequentially scan from the end to the beginning and identify the latest KV pairs. And there's no need to do the LSM tree query to check whether the key values pairs are valid as in vlog. Once we identify all the valid KV pairs, we write to the new segments and update the LSM tree to point to the new locations of the values. Now, with this approach, there could be another issue is what happens if there are a mix of hot and cold KV pairs in the same segment group. Because right now, we deterministically hash the values by the keys and hash the key value pairs to the same segment group. So it's possible that a segment group is composed of a mix of hot and cold KV pairs. And when we do the garbage collections, that will trigger a lot of unnecessary rewrites for those cold KV pairs. Here, we propose another extension, which is called the tagging. And the idea is we add a tag in the metadata to indicate the presence of the code values. While we don't store the values for the code KV pairs in the segment group, but instead we store the KV pairs, the code KV pairs in another separate lock. So with this approach, when we do the GC, basically we only need to rewrite the small tag instead of the value back to the segment. And why we introduce the tagging here? Because we need to know that such KV pair exists. So later on, if these KV pairs are updated, we know that we are going to, it may become hot again. So we need to move back from the code data log back to the segment group. And we use this tag to indicate the presence of the code values. So here it's quite similar to KV separation, but right now we do the hot code data separations. Finally, we do another extension, which we call the selective KV separations. And the idea is that if we do simply the KV separations for those KV pairs with very small value size, that will introduce some extra cost to access both the LSM tree and also the value store. For such small KV pairs, if we just simply store them the LSM tree, yes, it's true that it will increase the LSM tree size, but the increase may not be significant. So here we do a selective approach. Basically, we separate the large values and also the small values. So here, for the large values, we still store them as KV separation. That means that the keys are stored in the LSM tree while the values are stored in a separate place. For the small values, we store these KV pairs entirely in the LSM tree. So it will eliminate the extra access to both the LSM tree and also the value store. Now, of course, there will be an open question about how to determine whether it's the small values and large values. For now, we just simply pick a threshold to decide which one is small and which one is large. But deciding the actual threshold, in fact, turns out will depend on different implementation of the KV stores. So again, we will post it as future work. There are some other implementation issues that we need to address. The first one is about the range scans. Here, we leverage the read-ahead mechanism to speed up the range scan performance. So in other words, what we do is, in the LSM tree, we identify the range of the keys to be accessed and also the location of the values. And first, we do the read-ahead for the values that are going to be read before we issue the actual read operations. Also, we address the crash consistency by implementing this metadata journaling, and we can ensure the crash consistency for both the write operation as well as the GC operations. For the details, please refer to the paper. And also in our implementations, we exploit the multi-threading and batch write performance to improve the read-write performance. And one thing is, when we do the hash-based data grouping, we basically, it's like send the key value pairs to different locations in the entire address space, so it will be pretty much like issuing the random writes. So here, we exploit this multi-threading and batch writes to try to reduce the overhead of this random writes. And also here, we assume that we are built on the SSD to leverage the underlying high random write performance of SSDs. So we do some experiments to see the performance of our hash KV prototype and also compare with other state-of-the-art KV stores. So here, we pick LevelDB, RocksDB, HyperLevelDBs, and PebblesDB. And PebblesDB here is proposed in last year, SOSP 2017. And here, and also we implement our VLOG based on WISKEY implementation and also our HashKV prototype. And right now, we build on the LevelDB for the KV separation. So we use LevelDB for the key management. Here, for the LevelDB, RocksDB, HyperLevelDB, and PebblesDB, we use their default parameters. Note that actually the papers and some other blogs actually propose some other parameters that could improve the performance. But from our findings, we actually do not see significant improvement. And in some cases, it actually could be worse. So here, we just use the default parameters as our evaluations. For the workloads, here we provision 40 gigabytes for the main segments and additional 30% for the reserve space for the last segments. And here we consider the load and multiple phases of update. So for the load, we issue 40 gigabytes of 1 KB pairs. And later on, we issue 40 gigabytes of updates for over three phases. So for the first phase, which we call the P1, the reserve space will gradually fill up. And for P2 and P3, the reserve space are actually fully filled. And we do it two phases to make sure that our performance is stabilized. So here is one experiment results. So here we consider the throughput, the write size, as well as the KV store size. So let's first compare with LevelDB, RocksDB, and VLog. And we can see that actually this black bar, which is hash KV, improved significantly the throughput of LevelDB, RocksDB, as well as the VLog by 6 times, 1 times, 1.3, 1.4, and 3.7 to 4.6 times respectively. And also for the write size reduction, it will be at least around 50%. Now, if you look at the HyperLevelDB and PebblesDB, their throughput actually is much higher than HashKV, and also their write size is much less than HashKV. However, what we found is if we compare the actual KV store size at the end, we find that there will be a huge storage blow up compared to all the other four KV stores. And the high level reason is because they try to reduce the number of compression operations. So of course they will reduce the write size, but at the same time, the storage size will also increase a lot. For the details, we actually put in the technical report, and you can see more definition, more explanations about why they will introduce high KV store size. So in the following, we will mainly focus on the LevelDB, RocksDB, and VLog, as well as HashKV. And here we look at the reserve space size, and here we mainly focus on VLog and also HashKV. And we can see that actually the HashKV's throughput will increase with the reserve space size. And for the VLog, if we do the performance breakdown right here, we can see that actually 80% of the overhead is coming from the LSM3 query overhead. So here, by eliminating the LSM3 query overhead during the GC, we can see a significant performance gain. We also compared the performance with range scans. The x-axis here is different KV's pair size, and the y-axis is the throughput. And in a nutshell, we see that HashKV maintains high range scan performance. Just to let you know, in the previous experiments, we disabled the optimization features. So right now, we enable this to see if we can see further performance gain. So the yellow bars basically means the features are enabled. For here, we consider the hardness awareness with different CVN constant, and we can see that the throughput will increase, and also the write size will decrease. And also for the KV separation, we consider different ratios of the key value pair sizes. And again, when we enable the selective KV separation, we can see the increased throughput and also the reduced write size. To conclude, HashKV is a hash-based data grouping for efficient update. Right now, we only build on the LevelDB, but in fact, it could also be incorporated into other key value stores. And actually, from our recent findings, it also improves the performance. There will be more evaluations results and also more analysis. One thing is about the YCSB benchmarking. We did not put it in the main paper, but you can find the results in the technical report as well. And we have more experiments that you can find out in the paper as well. We released the source code of our prototype, so please feel free to try out and validate our claims. Thank you, and I appreciate your comments and questions.
Any questions? It's late today.
Hi, my name is Nathan. I'm from Facebook. I was wondering if you have implemented compression or included that in any of your evaluation, because we actually get quite good compression on the underlying block storage, partly because the keys are all in order. So scattering the keys may affect the compression ratio.
You mean, did I compare the compression ratios?
Well, I mean the compression ratio when you have sorted all the keys so that the neighboring values have neighboring keys may be higher than if you've hashed.
I didn't quite get your question. So you mean
Well, the first question is, have you implemented compression for the for when you're actually
writing stuff? We enable compression. Yes.
Okay, so the comparisons are with compression for like LevelDB and RocksDB and your stuff.
Yes.
Have you evaluated the? I'll follow up with you offline because it may be something that can only be done in production, not in YCSB.
Well, actually, one thing is for the compression, we do try to disable this, but we do not see much performance difference. And one thing is when we do the compression, we kind of make sure that all the KV stores are almost at the same size, so we make sure that they're compared under similar KV pair size as well. So that's why, yes, we enable compression, which is different from probably the SOSB paper.
It's very nice.
Thanks.